Excuse me. I would like to remind all parties this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank
you. All right,
you.
Glenn, if you would take roll call.
Pleasure. On the call, we have J. Scott Evans, Avery Doria, Cheryl Langdonore, and for staff, we have Marika Koenig, Ken Bauer, and myself, Glenn Stangeli. Thank you, J. Scott.
Thank you. I see Sabai is signed into the Adobe room, but I haven't heard him on the
and
voice.
Ilya has just joined.
Yes, okay.
Hello.
Welcome, Ilya.
All right, Marika, I'm going to turn it over to you because I think you can guide us through the PDF that you have here up on the screen, or the redlined version.
Yep, that's fine. I'll just focus then on the elements that have changed, and if
please.
If there are any other issues that people want to talk about or pick up on, they can just mention that. You know, just on page one, there's a footnote in which we just point out that the objective is, once the document is finalized, that we'll integrate it with the charter guidelines into one overall document, probably titled something along the line of working group guidelines. So then the first change is on page two in section 1.4. Sorry, we've changed the appropriate committee to GNSO Council for consideration, and please contact the GNSO Secretary for further information. An additional paragraph has been added here, which I don't know if we want to leave into the document or that might go with the cover notes, or I don't know how we're going to forward this to the PPSC, basically on the methodology going forward on how to review and update these documents. So we spoke about to have a commitment to have an annual review of these documents, and if that review would determine that it would be time and appropriate to make changes, that an ad hoc committee should be formed to make concrete proposals for such changes.
Yeah, I personally,
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think it should stay in, and if the council or the PPSC, when they review this along with the other documents, believes that it needs to be removed or just a footnote, they can make that decision. But right now, I think it should stay in. But I don't have a vote, so, but that would be my opinion.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so Sabai and Cheryl that seem to agree. How about you, Avery?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. All right, Marika. Okay, Ilya, thank you. Let's move on.
Okay, moving on. Next section is on page 3, section 2.1.2, membership applications. Basically some change of the wording, gather expressions of interest to participate in a working group. Following the submission of an expression of interest, the GNSO secretariat will verify that the submission has been received from a real person. If the expression of interest has been made on behalf of a company or organization, a primary point of contact will be required in order to be eligible for working group membership. So basically, this is including the verification of the person or the individual that's applying to become a member, and also dealing with the issue, what if a company or organization wants to be a member of a working group?
This is Subhaya. I'm okay with it, but I thought there was a discussion. I don't know where it is. It might be still a document, but I remember there was, in this particular type of instance, there was also someone had suggested the idea of having a backup. You know, if it's a company, then they should have someone else that take over. Listing in the name of a backup, is that still somewhere there, or is that something you wanted to consider? Okay.
I think that's easily added just to say a representative and an alternate.
Okay. Yeah,
representative.
Correct.
Can you add that in, Marika?
This was a primary point of contact or alternate.
And an alternate.
And
alternate.
In the case of what is an individual, the person isn't responding, okay, they're off the committee immediately. But if it's the case of the company, there's the issue, isn't it? I mean, the guy doesn't respond, but the company is on the basis of which you have allowed them to join, in a sense, so then you need to be able to contact them.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, it's just because it is an entity, and in at least today's economy, entities are quite fluid, it's always best to have a primary point of contact and an alternate. So we ensure that we're doing the best we can to make sure they've identified enough people that they don't fall off the list or miss something. I think that's easily added in, Marika.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So then moving on, just highlighted here that the statement of interest template needs to be updated once the operations work team has actually finalized the language
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay.
Moving down, section 2.1.3, we mentioned there the including of any relevant historical data with the relevant background information for the working group to consider at its before the first meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Moving on, section 2.1.4.2. First one is just a correction, of a misspelled word. Here, the addition as well that the newly elected chair will act on a provisional basis until the chartering organization has confirmed the appointment to make sure that a working group doesn't wait until the chartering organization hands down the confirmation of a chair.
Okay.
Section 2.1.4.3, we just added there that one of the things to be discussed as well at the first meeting is a decision-making process. As well, here's just a note that we need to update the names of the documents if they're going to be integrated into one document to make sure that we don't refer to other documents if it's all integrated in the same document.
Okay.
And then a note that the working group chair may use the checklist in Annex 1 for further details, and we'll get to the checklist later. There's probably something to discuss for items. Once we finalize this, we can add the items there that are relevant. So moving on, I don't know for the questions, in section 2.2 on page 6, we just moved around the suggested procedure for to conduct elections from the bottom of that section to the start
mm-hmm.
of that section. I don't think we made any other changes there. Then if we move down to the bullets for staff, we divided there that ICANN staff performs the following two basic functions for any working group, namely secretariat, fundamentally support function covering logistics and policy liaison, support function providing working group assistance in a useful manner, including drafting if required, which would reflect faithfully the deliberations of the working group. And then, in addition, ICANN staff can perform the following distinct roles: support working group as requested and appropriate.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's move on.
So, moving on.
2.3,
use of sub-teams. An additional paragraph there that it is recommended that the sub-team appoints a coordinator who heads up the sub-team and is responsible for providing regular progress updates to the working group. There's no need for formal confirmation by the chartering organization or working group of such a coordinator, and the lifespan of such a sub-team should not extend beyond that of the working group.
Okay.
Comments moving on. In section 3.4, individual group behavior and norms, we discussed
mm-hmm.
there. So the text there has been deleted and instead replaced with the appropriate link in which the principles can be found.
Mm-hmm.
We added as well a footnote referring to some other best practices, and there I haven't received any further feedback. We've included the statement on respectful online communication, and I don't know if there are any other documents or references that should be made here, but for now that's the only one.
Unless someone else has some suggestions, I would leave it there. We could put note in, since this is going to go up to the PPSC, that this could be supplemented with any other appropriate documents or links, just to leave it open, and as long as it's in draft form, that's not a exclusive list.
Mm-hmm. Then there's also added in the section and paragraph on it should also be taken into account that as a result of cultural differences and language barriers, statements may appear disrespectful or inappropriate to some, but are not necessarily intended as such. no comments. I'm moving on to...
Well, I do think, I would suggest here it should not be intended as such, and there should be something that says, and for this reason, effort should be made to, to adhere to a code of conduct or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that sort of to be a non sequitur the way it stuck out there to me. I understand where you're going, but I think you need to, tie it up at the end with, it can be considered, so you need to take the appropriate, But I would, after such. Who was that speaking?
Subhaya here with the word flexible help in there somewhere to say that. That's all.
I know, but do you see what I'm saying, Marika? I just think there needs to be a little something.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be hanging out in the wind.
Effort should be made to respect the principles that are outlined for in this section or something.
Yes, that's fine. Something just sort of brings it back to the point you're trying to drive home.
Should it be something like, however, it is expected that working group members make efforts to something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have that noted. So I'm moving on to section 3.5, rules of engagement. Initial line has been added here as we created a separate section on an appeals procedure.
Okay.
So the line has been added here. The restriction is subject to the right of appeal as outlined in section 3.7.
Okay.
And section 3.6. Some methodology for making decisions. Here we changed, we took out the minority view and just added that at the bottom, saying that in the case of rough consensus, strong support, or no consensus, it is possible that a minority viewpoint or viewpoints are stated and recorded.
Okay.
Moving down. Here we've, in the, which section is this?
3.6.
Where we go through the procedure.
Excuse me, Marika, this is Ken. I just wondered, do you want to say it is possible that in that sentence where it deals with rough, strong, or no? I'm just wondering what message is being delivered there. It is possible that a viewpoints are stated and recorded.
You mean as opposed
that it's a possibility. It could be that in rough consensus or strong support, that's just what you have, but it is possible that some parties want to make minority
why don't we say encouraged? Why don't we say, in the case of rough consensus, strong consensus, and no consensus, the chair should encourage minority viewpoints that would be stated and recorded or something to that effect. So it looks like this
Cheryl, who does, what about facilitate as opposed to encourage? Would you indicate that?
That's fine with me, but I think it should be something that looks like we want those things in the event we have these things, rather than something that says, so facilitate is fine. Should it facilitate the drafting of minority viewpoints that would be stated and recorded or something to that extent? Sabai, did I hear you jump in there?
Subhaya here. In principle, I think that's a good idea by Scott Adams to basically, kind of state that it's not just, a possibility in that sense, and that it should be encouraged, because that leaves the ICANN in a better position.
Yeah. So if we could just wordsmith that a little bit, Marika. I'll get it someday, I promise.
Okay. So moving on to page 10, a comment is made here once we have finalized this exact procedure. The proposal was to have a kind of flow chart that would depict how this would go.
Mm-hmm.
So to point two, a phrase has been added. If the chartering organization liaison disagrees with the chair, forward the appeal to the chartering organization. The liaison and chair must both explain their reasoning in the response. And to part three, line has been added, if the chartering organization does not support the chair and the liaison's position, what should happen then? That's for the working team to fill in.
Well, Aubrey, what would you think? I mean, it looks like at that point you might have to go to the ombudsman.
Well, no, I think if the CO does not support
afford the care, I take the fee out. I mean, they're kind of like the boss in a sense.
Right.
And I think that then they should recommend remedial action to the chair.
As they should basically, they should either recommend the actions, or they should, you know, get involved and try and bring consensus on the issue. And I don't quite have the phrase, but it's basically at any point in this appeal chain, it could be the liaison. It could be, if the liaison disagrees with the chair, what happens? The liaison basically tries to negotiate the difference between the chair and the group, tries to bring to make it right. So I don't think it goes to the ombudsman. The ombudsman is for a completely different kind of thing.
Okay, so the chartering organization should then become involved to resolve the situation.
Yeah.
How about that, guys? Would that work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that works.
I think that's okay. But I think that perhaps there, despite what Aubrey says, is that that's the one that should happen. But I think that there should be some language there. I mean, in any case, if anyone is just upset completely with everything and anything, right? I mean, that's what one of the reasons why the ombudsman exists, am I not mistaken? I mean, it just set up the whole thing, right? In that case,
yeah, but I don't think we have to say go to the ombudsman. I think Aubrey's right. That's always out there. This is how to deal
right.
with the management structure within
okay.
the GNSO.
I mean, I agree with that. But the only thing that I'm pointing out is there room for a statement there just to say that, look, not that this is a means of actually solving the problem within the GNSO, but to remind or tell the person who's maybe reading this, you know, a person who's in trouble, who has this issue, right, who's gone to this level of fighting with everybody, right, will certainly be reading this document, okay? And at that point, is it worth it in our interest to say, look, you know, just remind that person that if you're really, you know, there is also an alternative possibility of going to the ombudsman to suggest that they even exist as opposed to say that's the procedural way to go there. That's all, you know.
Okay,
you know,
I think
if
that's
they discover
a good point,
the ombudsman.
Right? What I would say to do is, Marika, let's go ahead and change the language the way that Aubrey has suggested, and then let's summarize Sabai's point and put it to the list. Because this is too small a group, I feel personally as chair, it's too small a group to make that decision. I think it's good to note it, that this has been come up and this has been stated and that we need to consider it, but I think it's too small a group for us to put it into text at this point.
And I just want to make the point that, yeah, again, to say that, not saying that this is a procedural way of solving the problem, it's just a line there to say, hey, there's something called an ombudsman exists, and if you're really, you know, that's
right.
something that may not be meaningful in this context, but that they exist, just let the person know. Yeah.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, please, Aubrey.
Basically, I would be very much against anybody putting it and then go to the ombudsman. On the other hand, if we put a notation that, you know, ICANN does have other conflict resolution methods. I mean, there's at least two or three, from the board to the external committee, so they're going to be adding whole bunches of new ones for all this accountability
right.
stuff. We don't want to predetermine that one just go to the...
Okay, I'd be okay with that.
So
I would be okay
anything,
with that.
Anything put just, you know, there are other methods to consult, but
right.
certainly not point out.
Okay, that's what I would suggest we do, but I still want to put it to the larger
yes.
group,
okay,
and
yes.
I would suggest it go in a footnote.
Yep.
So, Marika, if you would just notate that, and let's, when we circulate the next draft, point that point out to the group.
Okay, and maybe if Sabaya has some recommended language, I'll be happy for him as well to circulate that
yeah.
to the list.
And if you'll circulate it, and I'll help you, Sabaya, if you want to circulate it to me,
okay.
we can work on getting it to Marika
okay.
by
Yeah, hopefully. I'll just go with, I'm actually pretty much okay with just exactly what I've said. That would work.
Okay,
too,
All right. Marika, I'll try to send you something this weekend.
Okay, I noted down what Aubrey said, so
okay.
I can
yeah.
just include
oh,
it as well as a footnote then.
Okay.
Then go ahead.
Thank you. All right, so we're at 3. No, that's what we just finished.
Yeah, no, just above 3.7 then. It is the role of the chair to designate which level of consensus is reached and announce this designation to the working group. And members of the working group should be able to challenge the designation of the chair as part of the working group discussion. However, if disagreement persists, members of the working group may use the above noted process to challenge the designation.
Well, certainly. Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to step away for a second. What was just said?
Nothing. I just read out the paragraph
okay.
that deals with the chair designation of the level of consensus, and the way members can challenge that.
Yeah.
So no.
A lot of this is codification of what we've already done. I mean, I've been in meetings where Aubrey has done this. She has said, okay, do we have consensus? I think we have consensus. This is a call to those on the phone and to those in the room. If you want to challenge consensus, this is the time to do it. Right, Aubrey? I mean, I've heard you say that.
Oh, yeah, no, calling consensus is always a practice of trial and error and
right.
moving closer to it.
Dubai, did I hear you say something?
Yeah, that's perfectly right. I wish I'd been on committees where Aubrey was saying those things. I've been on committees where that was never done.
Well,
I'm
pretty good about
okay
making sure we keep to the deadline. Yeah. Okay, I think this looks okay. You have a note here about work team to discuss whether further details need to be added, and I think it's pretty good. But
no, that's the deleted section that was there before asking whether we should have labels and examples. So that's actually the. A deleted text that was there from before, and we decided not to have that included.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Then section 3.7, the appeal process, it's a new section, but part of the language comes from an earlier section, and we decided to move that to a separate section. So basically reads, any working group member that believes that his or her contributions are being systematically ignored or discounted or wants to appeal a decision of the working group or chartering organization could first discuss the circumstances with the working group chair. In the event that the matter cannot be resolved satisfactorily, the working group member should request an opportunity to discuss the situation with the chair of the chartering organization. And I just made a note here that the working team should discuss whether further details need to be added on the appeals process or whether this is sufficient.
Okay. Any comments, anyone? Moving on.
So then I presume I can take it out. People feel that this is sufficient.
I didn't hear any complaints.
Okay, so moving on, page 11, we just added, instead of one day, we made it ideally at least 24 hours in advance in relation to circulating the agenda for a working group.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to section 4.2. Just added a note here saying that the applicable recommendations made by other teams, such as the OSC communications team, may be added once available as appropriate.
Okay. Would you bracket that just so it stands out as a note?
Okay. Do you want it as well as a separate paragraph or just between brackets?
Brackets is fine, maybe bolded, something that just makes it jump out and looks like it's, anytime we note, it should be just, I don't want it to look to anybody that stumbles across this document like that's part of the included text. I want to clearly define it as this is an editorial comment to explain something to the reader.
Okay.
Okay.
Section 4.3 on page 13, here we also added the note that additional recommendations made by other teams or committees, such as the OC communications team or the public participation committee, may be added once available as appropriate. So I'll also bracket that.
Okay.
And
yeah, if I can recommend, this is
yes, I'm sorry. I'm Aubrey?
If you just say editorial note in the bracketing, then it makes it clear that it's that kind of note as opposed to a
right.
note. So if you just say editorial note, that should probably suffice, I would think.
Okay. When we get to 4.4, Caroline Greer has submitted some things to the list in writing, and I'd like to look at that. So just let me know when we're ready to go there.
Yeah, I think we're at 4.4.
Okay. All right, let me get to... Okay, so 4.4, she says that she put out an earlier email and then a second email that said that she thought this should go in 4.4, but basically I think this has to do with seek input from self-informed groups. And she has some language, Marika, I don't know if you've seen this. It's an email that she sent out on Tuesday, so that would be yesterday. And she says, you know, it should be there. And she just says, additionally, a working group may at any stage throughout its deliberations decide to seek input from self-informed groups and or individuals with the aim of further informing working group members about matters that fall within the remit of the working group and which are of interest to the ICANN community. And I think she's, it's just an affirmation that they can do outreach if they feel like it would better inform them on the issues. And she thinks that that should be here in this section. It doesn't offend me in any way.
It's fine with me.
Yep, I'm happy with that.
Okay, so let's stick that in, Marika.
Okay.
Okay.
So then in Section 5, we just add self-assessment as one of the outputs of
mm-hmm.
products of a working group, and we also made that note under the examples, noting that that's something that will need to be developed.
Okay. All right.
And then we just have Annex 1, the chair checklist, and I think that's to be completed.
Right.
My presumption was that it will be based on the notes that we made in Section 2.1.4, which talks about the first meeting of the working
right.
group.
Okay. Marika, do you want to discuss with the group the email that you and Jeff had sent around to me, I believe it was yesterday afternoon, about the questions that have come up?
Even.
That
yes.
have come up in the PDPWT?
Yes. The PDP work team met last week and has started discussing, they've divided up the PDP in a number of different stages. So they've now arrived at the voting and implementation stage. And the first question they have been debating is how and what options does the GNSO Council have to deal with the recommendations of a working group? And a number of issues and questions were raised, and the PDP working team is wondering whether this group has discussed those or would like to discuss those and possibly include additional language or recommendations around these issues in the guidelines. Or alternatively, the PDP working team might consider some specific recommendations or guidance on these issues as part of PDP working groups. So some of the questions they raised were, how should the GNSO Council deal with recommendations that are not consensus recommendations, but that have rough consensus or strong support?
Right. Here's what I would suggest, Marika, is that we didn't really find out, because I'd held off on this, and Cheryl, you correct, because you have a great memory, but I believe this was the question I asked Jeff, was it within our remit to consider this? And he said, yes, in fact, it was. I was not certain that it was. And in Seoul, he said it was. Given that reality and the fact that we have not discussed it robustly within our group, is there any way we could post these questions as part of the cover email with the next draft, Marika, so that we can discuss this and then have everyone consider these questions between now and our next call? Because they haven't seen these questions. And I would like them to see them, and possibly those of you that have time to get some discussion going on the list. Aubrey, I'm trying to do, as I saw your email to Jeff, to use the electronic tools we have to get discussions going. So if we could do that and just make sure it's highlighted some way and pointed out to them so that they know that there's something more than just a normal cover email for them to look at
mm-hmm.
and see if we can get some robust discussion.
Do you want me for now to put those questions up in the Adobe Connect so people can see them there?
That'd be great if you would do that.
Yes.
But
yes,
I don't want to have a discussion about them now because our group is so small. What I really want to do is to make you aware of this, to make it aware that it is within our remit. They are seeking some input from us. I do believe we should give it to them. But I want it to be, one, I want it to be more than a discussion that you just learned about them today. I want it to be a thoughtful discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do it next week. And two, is I want more people involved in the discussion so that it is a diverse discussion with many viewpoints.
This is Aubrey. Can I recommend that they go on the wiki instead of Adobe Connect, and maybe we can then even add notes to them?
That's absolutely. I think she was talking about in the immediate, but yes, I think putting them on the wiki is absolutely appropriate.
And
I may make you teach us a wiki class one call.
Sure, okay.
Aubrey.
So are you expecting?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sabai.
I'm just wondering, this discussion on these questions, just to clarify, are we expecting this to do this on email or on the wiki?
I'd like to do it on email and then as much as we can,
okay,
and then do a summary discussion next week.
Okay. Okay.
Because Caroline Greer has made it very clear that because of the time that is preferential for the entire group, she has a class at that time and cannot miss it. So she will not, but she has been participating by email. So we get more involvement if we will start to use email a little bit more to have some discussion. And I would encourage everyone to do that. That way we, and as chair, it's my responsibility that I make sure that if you don't make a call, that those views are put forth during verbal discussion so that your views are represented. So it gives you an opportunity to participate.
May I suggest something regarding these questions? No, I don't want to discuss the questions, but my suggestion is taking a look at this, it looks like the two extremes of this question, meaning, for example, if there's unanimous support, we know what to do. If there's no consensus, we know what to do, right? So what we might want, because this is going to be a little difficult, tricky, I think, to discuss in email. So maybe what we should focus on, at least in the clear-cut cases of the extremes, we at least agree on what should be done, and then focus on the middle cases where, you know, there's rough consensus, strong support, whatever.
That makes sense.
At least we'll get something out of it before we move to the next step, yeah.
Okay, I think that's great.
And this is Marika, if I can just add something as well to these questions, because part of, you know, the other side of the discussion that the PDP work team is having, but it's probably important as well for the working group work team to take into account, they're discussing as well, like, what options does the GNSO Council have once a working group puts forward a recommendation? Should they just adopt everything or nothing? Can they make changes? Can they take parts of it? And again, as well, this question, like, how should they treat recommendations that, you know, are not consensus recommendations, might have part support? So,
okay. I just think we now have the questions. I want us to all consider them thoughtfully. Marika, do you think you can get something out by Friday to the group?
Yes, no Thanksgiving here in Europe, so I can put that on the list tomorrow in the wiki.
That'd be great if you would. And also send an email to remind everybody that we're going to have this discussion by email and encourage the email. And I will send something behind your email encouraging them to use the email and perhaps even taking a pass at giving my, although I'm a neutral chair, sort of my pass over what I think maybe to get some discussion going.
Yes, that's Cheryl here.
Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks. I'll put my hand down there. The point I was going to make is, as a result of encouraging the email discussion and obviously capturing it on the wiki as well, if we also put out to the list and make it really clear that there is a very specific block of time going to be committed to the discussion on this matter at next week's meeting.
I absolutely will. In fact, my point, what I want to do at next week's call, and I'll ask you all, I'm brainstorming here, but what I had intended to do was just concentrate on these questions on the next call.
Give
Marika, God damn it, give Marika the opportunity to then begin pushing these two documents into one document, and then maybe in a couple of weeks we would sit down and start looking at the first path at the two combined documents.
This is Marika. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Would you like me as well, together with that note, and especially for those that are not on the call, just send out an updated version of this document based on our discussion, basically accepting all the changes that everyone's happy with and just having in track changes, those additional changes that we've discussed now. And
absolutely.
Then before the call, after the next one, I should be able to integrate the two into one.
Right. Super.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. And at this point, I think we can bring this call to a close, unless I hear any other business. I would ask that everyone on the call, let's all make a commitment, Cheryl, Avery, Sabai, and myself, that we are going to work hard to use the email so that we can engage some of these folks that I think are interested, but they're just very busy, to see if we can get some robust discussions on the email list. So I would appreciate it if we'll all commit to that. I'll commit to do that, if you all will commit to do that, and let's, because these are very serious questions and these are very important. Okay? With that, I will thank, and put it on the wiki as well. I'm sorry.
And for all the U.S. types, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, Alvary?
It's Glenn, J. Scott. Just to check, the next call is next Wednesday?
Yes.
At the same time as now?
1900 UTC.
Thank you very much, J. Scott, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Au revoir.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Angela? Hello, Angela.